Happy Monday evening, everybody. It's Kat here from your Youth Beat Radio, WCRS-FM. The time is now 7:30, and I hope your days are finally winding down. Today, we're talking about some Black Friday deals and Buy Nothing Day, as well as some yummy recipes that you can try for Thanksgiving this Thursday, November 22nd. Oh, so let's get started with some of these yummy ideas that Jen has for us for your Thanksgiving feast.
There is a huge trend happening right now, and it happens every year around this time. Pumpkins. Everybody loves pumpkins. Starbucks everywhere are in pandemonium the day the pumpkin spice latte is released. It's bigger than Black Friday, and this happens every year. Tonight, I want to share with you some delicious pumpkin recipes to keep up with the trend. Cupcakes, as we've already stated, are huge right now. Everyone is making delicious, extravagant cupcakes. The pumpkin trend isn't about to be left out. Golden Oreo stuffed brownies, stuffed pumpkin spice cupcakes with a pumpkin cream cheese frosting. This sounds like a lot and probably sounds a little complicated, but it's actually really easy. All it takes is a few boxed ingredients, a box of Golden Oreos, or any off-brand will work, and a can of pumpkin. Take a spice cake mix. The spice cake really blends well with the pumpkin, but you can also use a yellow cake mix and stir in a 15-ounce can of pumpkin and one egg. You do not need to add oil or water. Mix this together as normal, and in a separate bowl, make your brownie mix. Start by filling all of your cupcake tins with liners and spooning out the brownie mix into the cupcake liners. You want them to be about 1/4 to 1/3 of the way full. I usually do it about 1/3 of the way full because I like my cupcakes to overflow a bit. Then take your golden Oreos and set them firmly in the brownie mix that are already in your cupcakes. They will help to spread the brownie mix and make it even. And then fill the rest of the liners with your pumpkin spice mix. You don't want to fill it completely to the top or else it'll really overflow. Leave a few millimeters of the liner showing. For your pumpkin spice frosting, you can either use your favorite cream cheese frosting recipe or really make things easy on yourself, like me, and use a can of frosting. I get Pillsbury cream cheese frosting. I then add 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of ginger, 1/2 teaspoon of allspice, and 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg. I mix all the spices together really well first, and then I add them into the cream cheese frosting. Follow the baking directions according to the cupcakes. Let cool and then frost with your pumpkin spice cream cheese frosting. When you think of pumpkin recipes, you normally think of really sweet desserts, pumpkin pie, pumpkin donuts, pumpkin muffins, but pumpkin can also be really savory, and I've never made a savory pumpkin dish, and I really wanted to explore what a savory pumpkin dish would taste like. Specifically, I wanted to try pumpkin ravioli. This is something that I had heard of, and I Googled it and looked at a number of recipes, and I really found one I liked from www.petitekitchenesse.com, and using wonton wrappers instead of the suggested egg dough, I found them in the organic section of Kroger, and this cut the amount of time the recipe was going to take in half. I think they worked really well. They were very easy to bake. I filled them with this recipe. It is 1 1/2 cups of pumpkin puree. That's pure pumpkin, and just like the cupcakes, you do not want this pumpkin to be sweetened. That would give you very odd tasting ravioli. 1 cup of ricotta cheese, 2 ounces of goat cheese. I actually just replaced this with about 2 tablespoons of feta cheese. I already had that in my refrigerator and I didn't feel it necessary to buy more cheese, but you can do whatever you'd like. You want to do 3 tablespoons of fresh sage. I also found this in the organic produce section of Kroger, and you want to mince the sage. You want to do 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt, 1 1/2 teaspoons of freshly ground pepper, and 3/4 teaspoon of nutmeg. I used also about 1 teaspoon of chili powder and 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. The flavors played in really nice to each other. It just gave it a little extra kick. I thought it made it taste really nice. I like spicy food. You can always choose to leave that out. So I added all these ingredients together and I mixed them up really well. And I had my wonton wrappers out and I just filled a little bit in the middle. You don't want to overfill it because when you put the second wonton wrapper over it, it's going to condense the amount of filling and you don't want them spilling out over the side. So you want to take a little bit of water to put on the wonton wrappers to help for them to stick together if you don't want to roll them up. There's directions on the wonton wrappers, but I wanted to make them look like ravioli, so I took water on the outside, went around the edges with my finger, and then put the other wonton wrapper over it, and then took a fork and pressed down to get the edge that you would see on a normal ravioli. So you want to bake these at 375 for 10 to 12 minutes. And what I did is I took the ravioli, I put them on a baking sheet, and I sprayed the top of them with olive oil spray from like a nonstick spray that you find. And then I put garlic salt on top of the ravioli, and I think that added a really nice flavor as well. So these are two absolutely delicious recipes that include pumpkin. I hope you will enjoy and stay trendy.
Well, that sounds absolutely delicious. Jen always has the greatest ideas for the kitchen, and she's always telling me about her vegan recipes and ways to substitute animal products. I don't know, though. I think I want some turkey this Thursday. Oh, well, let's see. We also have a big week for football, too. Go Bucks! And there's also a lot going on this weekend. We have Black Friday, and then that's also considered Buy Nothing Day for some of the social activists we have out there. And then let's see, we also have the Ohio State Michigan football game this Saturday, so that's going to be exciting. So we have a lot of things going on this weekend. Let's have Jen tell us about the greatest deals that she's found for Black Friday and some of the trends in fashion this time of year, and then I'll be following up with my plans for Black Friday. So here's Jen.
One of the craziest days of the year is approaching right after Thanksgiving, and in some cases, Thanksgiving night, and that's Black Friday. And I'm not sure how you feel about Black Friday, how many people will be shopping. I'm undecided. Right as of right now, I want to shop Black Friday and stand in line, but I'm sure that'll probably change because I really hate being cold. But I want to give you some idea of the Black Friday deals currently going on. Best Buy seems to have some of the best deals right now. You can get a 40-inch Toshiba LCD 1080p TV for $179.99, which is just absolutely insane given 4 years ago that TV probably would have been $1,200, and you're getting it at a fraction of the price. You have a Samsung 15.6-inch laptop for $349, a Samsung Galaxy Tab for $179. I'm thinking these are all doorbuster sales, so you'll probably have to get there at 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night, or whenever they open. Asus laptops are starting at $249. Video games are starting at $30. Target is also having a huge sale, like every other major retailer. A huge sale is probably an understatement. But they have a flat screen TV starting at $147. Nook tablets starting at $49. DVDs starting at just $10. Cameras at $99. There's a special doorbuster Westinghouse TV 50-inch for $349. Get a free $60 gift card if you buy any iPad at Target. But everybody knows about Black Friday. Something else that's really cool that happens that following Saturday is Small Business Saturday. And that's where you can go out and support your small businesses that still need your help and they still need your business, because everyone's hurting right now. And the big businesses that can put on these huge sales aren't going to hurt for your business because there's going to be thousands of people lined up outside. But Small Business Saturday is going to help your local businesses, people that are just trying to make it. The Short North is a great example. There's a fantastic opportunity to find really unique pieces, garments, necklaces, crafts, whatever, in the Short North, and they're all small businesses, and it'd be really wonderful to be able to go out and support your small business that Saturday. It's a great way to help out your community by helping out the small businesses around you. Thanks for tuning in to listen to Youth Beat Radio. Specifically, thank you for listening to tonight's Trend Watch segment. There are a few trends going on that I wanted to talk about, specifically leather and fur. The reason why these two trends are so important is because they can also be very controversial. Some people don't want to wear leather or fur because they don't feel it's right for animal rights. And I want to be able to give
those people insights as well on how they can wear leather and fur and still be animal friendly. If you've stepped outside in the past 2 months, you've probably noticed a lot of leather is going on right now. Leather everything. Leather jackets, specifically with studs and spikes, which you can easily do yourself by going to studsandspikes.com if you're interested in DIY projects and don't feel like buying a studded jacket that's overpriced at a store. You can go to Volunteers of America or another thrift store, find a cheap leather jacket, and go to studsandspikes.com, get some studs and spikes, and design your own. But a lot more than just leather jackets. Leather boots, leather leggings. I love leather leggings. I think it's a really neat trend that's happening right now. It's very versatile, and it's not just all leather leggings. There are some leggings that are just plain black but have leather patchwork or leather accents. And I think those are really nice to wear with a feminine sweater, some necklaces, and just have the feminine play off of the moto style a bit. I think that's a really neat trend that's happening right now. Leather skirts are becoming more and more popular. I've noticed that a lot of girls are wearing leather skirts right now, whether those are A-line fitting skirts, pencil skirts, flowy skirts. Leather is just all the rage right now. Leather boots, always popular, but definitely more prominent now. Leather accents on shoes, leather patches on the elbow, leather gloves that go to the elbow that are worn over a sweater or a shirt, leather pants that are a little bit baggy. So if you like leather, there's a lot of options available to you. But if you don't want to wear leather, you may feel like it's something that you just can't do because you don't agree with it. But there are some really good opportunities to have vegan leather, which is obviously not real leather. And the store Free People has an entire vegan leather section. And they range from skirts to boots, gloves, and everything that's currently trending right now, Free People offers. But for vegan-friendly leather. Fur, another controversial material, but very popular right now. Fur coats are huge. Fur vests are really big. And fur vests can be worn with a lace top or another really feminine top. So the fur plays really well off of that, mixing it with something feminine yet simple. Fur sweaters have also become very popular, as well as dyeing patches of fur into unnatural colors and creating kind of a patchwork color coat or vest is also very popular right now. But there are many faux fur options available as well. Forever 21 carries some faux fur options, as well as other lower end discount retailers will have a lot of faux fur available. And also, there is a huge trend among winter hats, if you would call it that. They're more widely known as spirit hoods. And these are really, really adorable hoods that are super fuzzy and furry, and they have a wide range of animals to choose from. It is all faux fur, and many of the options, part of the money is actually donated to an animal fund. If you go to spirithoods.com, you can look at all those hoods, and that's pretty huge right now. So I saw on Halloween, when I was waiting in line for my burrito, many people were standing there with their spirit hoods, which acted as their costume, which I thought was really cool and clever. And I checked the website out when I got home, and I fell in love with about 7 of them. They are a little on the pricier side. I wouldn't recommend buying more than one unless you have the bank account to back it up, because it'll set you back a bit. And no one really needs $700 worth of hoods. But they are very adorable, and I would definitely recommend checking it out, especially if you're an animal lover. It's faux fur, supports animal rights, and you look very, very cute, and you'll stay very, very warm, I'm sure. More things that are trending right now that I've noticed, ways to stay warm, is simple. Knee socks. Knee socks above leggings. Find a pair of cute knee socks, put them above your leggings, and pair them with a pair of Uggs or boots. And it looks like leg warmers, but you're keeping your feet warm also. And leg warmers are obviously, they're still trending, and they're still another way to keep your legs warm. But often I find that leg warmers are hard to find, or I can't find them in the style that I I want. So I really like the idea of wearing knee socks over leggings because knee socks are more prominent and they come in really cute patterns. And it looks really cute with a sweater over a tank top with some leggings and some boots. Very winter friendly.
Hey everybody, it's Youth Beat Radio, WCRS-FM. Now, what we've been talking about today is the holidays. And as everybody knows, Thanksgiving is coming up this Thursday, November 24th. We're also celebrating Beat Michigan Week. That's a big thing on Ohio State campus. And then also on Friday is Black Friday. So I know Jen was doing a little bit of talking about Black Friday and all the things that are going to be coming up. And if anybody has ever experienced Black Friday, it is one of the craziest things that you could possibly imagine when it comes to excitement and consumerism. That is one of the biggest holidays ever. Well, it's actually an unofficial holiday. But otherwise, there's Christmas and Christmas Eve. So there's a lot of shopping going on. And Black Friday is one of those days that a lot of people get their Christmas shopping out of the way. Black Friday has a lot of the greatest prices that you'll ever see during the year. So a lot of people get in line at like 9 or 10 o'clock p.m. on Thanksgiving, which is, you know, beyond me. You go and get in a line to shop on Thanksgiving night just so you can be one of the first people in line on Black Friday. There's a lot of things that go on Black Friday that would kind of seem dangerous a little bit. There's been people that have gotten trampled. There's been fights. There's been police being called, and a lot of stores have to actually have extra security on Black Friday because the prices are so low and there's so many deals on all the new electronics and the new clothes and shoes and games or whatever it is that people want to buy, and there's a good deal on it. 9 times out of 10, there's going to be a really good price on it. So just to offset that, an alternative idea is Buy Nothing Day. And it's an international day of protest against consumerism. It is observed mostly by social activists and concerned citizens. I guess you could say that I'm a concerned citizen because I absolutely do not like shopping on Black Friday. One time I went to New York for Black Friday. I was there actually visiting my family for Thanksgiving, and we got up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and we got on the subway and we went to Times Square, and it was just overwhelming. It was so packed and it was cold and it was dark. I was just like, why are we here? Why are we here shopping? What is it that we possibly need that we have to get up this early in the morning to go shop? But some people will argue that it's mostly about the excitement and the fun and the challenge to get what you desire, or get what you want. It's like a race. A lot of people have like this idea that they have to get what it is that they want, and they know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be there. So they, you know, it's basically just competitive. So it's actually held on Black Friday, and it's also the last Saturday in November too, but that is the international day of acknowledgement. It's not just in the U.S., but it's international. So let's see, the guy that started it was a guy named Ted Dave, and they started to promote it in Canada. And so basically what it is you just buy absolutely nothing. And that's why it's called Buy Nothing Day. It's just a national day of protests, or an international day of protests on Saturday, where you don't buy anything. You don't buy food, you don't buy clothes, you don't buy shoes, electronics, anything like that. The first Buy Nothing Day was organized in Mexico in September of 1992, and they considered it as a day for society to examine the issue of overconsumption. There's been an issue with overconsumption regarding food. You know, they always say that we waste so much, and it's true, because the United States and a lot of countries that are developed waste more than any country in a third world combined. If you combine all of the third world countries and you take the United States and Europe and you take Canada and Mexico and China, we are very wasteful when it comes to food and products and things like that. And a lot of times we'll use it for a little while and we'll get bored with it and we'll buy something else. And that's what most people are going to do on Black Friday. They're going to buy something that they already have, or they're going to buy something that's close to something they already have, like buy an iPhone 4S, or they'll buy an iPhone 5, and then they'll use that because they are tired of the 4S, which doesn't make sense to me because all the renditions of electronics are so close to each other, unless you have like the first one and then you buy the newest one or something like that. Like say you have the first iPhone and you decide to buy a 5. Then that's an amazing difference. But a lot of people are just going to go buy a DVD player because it has Blu-ray and theirs doesn't, or something like that. And it's mostly just about greed. So the social activists are going against, and it also is something that you could think about helping for production of these things. It's an appreciation for people who go out of their way to make these things, factories, stuff like that. There are a lot of kids in sweatshops that are making these things, and they don't get paid very much for it. They might get cents on the dollar for something we pay hundreds of dollars for here in the U.S. or in developed countries. In 2000, advertisements by what you would call ad busters, they promoted Buy Nothing Day, but they were denied advertising most of the time, except for on CNN. And most of the campaigns started appearing here in the United States, United Kingdom, Israel, Austria, Germany, places like France and Japan. So like I said, a lot of the developed countries. And so now it's more than 65 nations who actually acknowledge this as an unofficial holiday. Mostly, like I said, just social activists. So you can imagine why a lot of times they're denied advertisement. Industrialized countries focus on selling things. Most of these countries are capitalist countries that thrive on money. So, of course, they're not going to advertise not to buy anything, especially when a lot of Black Friday's sales and their profits and revenues and everything like that, that does stimulate the economy. I guess you could say that's a benefit. But on the contrary, when people spend their money on Black Friday and then they turn around and don't have any money for things they need, that's an issue. There's a lot of people who have all sorts of financial issues or problems, and then they save all this money all year just to be able to go shop on one day. You know, you could be disappointed too, because if you go in there and somebody beat you to the last toaster oven, then what are you going to do? You know? So, that's my spiel on Buy Nothing Day. I like to window shop. I'm very cheap when it comes to spending money. I'm also a thrift shopper too, which me and Jen do share that. We both like to go to thrift stores. So that's where I would say we would have the most fun together, is if we went to a thrift shop or something like that. But I'm not really into buying things at full price or buying things from huge companies and stuff like that, because a lot of those companies are making millions and billions of dollars of profits and they still pay their employees minimum wage. Or a lot of their employees don't have health care or any type of benefits, but they stand up for 12, 13 hours a day on Black Friday and don't get paid extra. They get paid, you know, minimum wage. So I don't think that's fair. So I'm not going to participate in Black Friday. You know, there's also other options if you really do want to get things for Christmas and you want to look for the cheapest way out or the most convenient way out. This is what I'll probably do when I do buy Christmas gifts, is shop online or something like that. You know, you get a lot of good deals on shipping and handling that on those days. But that's something that I would prefer to participate in, just because I won't have to stand in a really long line. And I won't have to stand in a long line at checkout. And I won't have to go in stores and groups. So, like I said, that's my spiel. And that is my way I'm going to participate in this protest. And if you want any more information, you can always Google it online or something like that, Buy Nothing Day. I hope that I reached a couple people who kind of feel the same way that I do, that, you know, it's not all it's cracked up to be. It can be very overwhelming, and it can be very disappointing if you go out there and you don't find what you want. So, you're listening to Youth Beat Radio WCRS, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to another episode of Youth Beat Radio. You can find us online and email us at youthbeat.osu.edu and on Facebook. I'm your host, Kat, and thanks for listening. Youth Beat Radio is produced by youth from Central Ohio high schools, youth groups, and universities. The show is supported by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, and the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The ideas expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the station or the sponsors.